Yeah, he wants to retire, we want you hired, and we want to bring him back.
I'm sorry, didn't start you, I'm so sorry, is your neighbor, Mark back, he was, I called him last week, he goes, I'm in Florida, I goes, well, not even gonna talk to you, I don't want to, so I don't know if he's back, but.
You're talking about Dean?
Yeah, get out of there, you know, so.
No, this.
This right, okay, then he's still down there.
Okay, so, we are out of executive session. No decisions were made. I'd like to, motion to, enter back into our regular meeting.
I'll make a motion, move into our, back into our regular meeting.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right, roll call, Bo Miller, yes, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litten?
Yes.
Okay, we are back in our regular meeting. Okay, so fiscal officer's report, we do not have a fiscal officer's report. Joel did reach out to me, and it looks like he is going to be only attending one meeting a month, going forward, which is better than what we had last year, it was quite, I'm happy to have him at least once a meeting, or once a month, so, we don't have a report tonight, so,
He still should have a report, though.
Yeah, well, I, maybe I could talk to him, see if he does have, if he can give us a report. Zoning department, Jacob's still here, did he leave?
He stepped outside.
Okay, we'll bypass him. Fire department chief, you got anything for us tonight?
Just real brief, good evening, everyone. The, new water tender truck was out, doing mutual aid for, Lake Township and Allen Township, and consequently hit a road hazard. We ended up getting a piece of debris in the sidewall tire, so, Tri-County Tire was called out for emergency repair on a Sunday, and I can't thank them enough we had to purchase a new tire, but they took care of us, and we were back in service within a couple hours, so, it was great that we had that, ability to call and get that quick response for that. Other than that, everything's going good, we're about 80 runs for the year so far. But these storms are popping up, and we are trying to, do our diligence. We have, not only our maintenance department is getting out and surveying damage, but sometimes we have our fire department members who go out there and do that too. They're not getting paid to do that, they're just going out to check things out and see and try to avoid. So, some of our guys caught some, road blockage with some trees, and they took care of it, so, other than that, check real quick. I do have Deputy Chief Wolf with me tonight, and he was going to provide that. You wanted a little bit more thorough presentation on the tracking system that we had talked about. So, I would like to allow him to provide that information to you.
So I do apologize for not being able to be at the last meeting. I hope that email was easy enough to navigate. But PS Trax is one of a million different companies that offer different services to fire service providers. As the fire service progresses into the new technological age, we're falling behind a little bit. With that, the station itself is managed by multiple people, that's why we have different officers, but the systems in which to report and track those things kind of vary between people. We don't have a commonality of where that information goes or a storage piece. So we have some stuff in Microsoft, we have some stuff in Google. It works for those individual people, but as they're training new people up, how we're storing that information isn't on a personal drive, it's not on a township drive. Some of that information is not privileged, but it is sensitive. So going to a system that all of that information is housed in one place where we're not paying for the data storage outside of our subscription fee is big. We just saw an instance out in Swanton where they had a fire in their town hall and police station, and they lost some records, they lost some things, because that stuff wasn't stored off-site. The less that we have to have electronic servers and things here, for one, they're super expensive to maintain, and they're expensive to get up and running, but this company is gonna do that for us. So through that, it's kind of a a la carte, how we wanna build out our system, but it gives us a price point for each. The biggest thing, the most expensive thing that we have, obviously, is our apparatus. And now, if you've been tracking the news, it's taking longer and longer to get that. And now, an ambulance, we're gonna be $500,000 next time we try to buy an ambulance, which seems, believe me, crazy. But we wanna make sure that everything that we're doing to these vehicles for maintenance, checking them, making sure expiration dates are good, in compliance. Knock on wood, God forbid we would ever get in an accident, the first thing that the investigating party is gonna do is come to us for all of our records on that vehicle. While we have them, right now, it's all paper. So we're gonna be digging, we're gonna be scanning, we're gonna send that stuff off. We're gonna be able to send this information onto them, they're gonna help us catalog, they're gonna help us build out our checks, our checks, and that's gonna be digitized on everybody's device, as well as on the truck itself. So in real time, if I find a deficiency on one of the vehicles, I'm not one of the engineers, I'm not one of the ones that does the repair, it automatically notifies them, three or four of them, however we have it, and then it's tracked. For the time I send it, we know it took them an hour to respond, 2 days to respond, or it took us a week to get that vehicle in for repair. So we have that time tracked all the way through. And it's gonna continue to run to the fire chief, and the other officer's like, hey, we still have this piece of apparatus that's out, or hey, if we have a call for a response, hey, this piece of equipment's not available for use. Obviously, we take a piece of equipment out of service, we can move some things around, but if rescue engine, our mainline engine goes out, obviously we gotta change some things. And it'll also have a dashboard that we'd be able to display inside the station, which kinda allow people to see where we're at in different processes. So it's going out for an oil change on this day. We have to do flow testing or pump testing on March 15th or April 20th. That stuff's gonna be up there, and it's gonna prompt us and say, hey, your annual flow test is due for your air packs. That'll go to MS, and then when they send us that report back, it's automatically gonna go into that system. So now everything is there. On the EMS equipment side, if you haven't spent any time in the station or in the back of one of those ambulances, hopefully visiting not one of our patients, but there is a lot of different things inside there. So we can't just carry one, we've got to carry two, right? So we go on a run, we use one, we're on our way back, we have a second patient, we need to make sure we can treat that second patient. So we have a lot of things stock and inventory wise that we need to track. All of those things have expiration dates. If you haven't done an inventory in the back of an ambulance, I will invite you to come hang out with me. It is not the most glamorous job that there is. But anything that comes in that that sealed, sterile environment has a shelf life. So we need to make sure that that stuff is getting rotated regularly or getting discarded per the policy when it goes out of date. That is labor intensive. It is very labor intensive, and it costs us money to pay somebody to do it. So again, I'm not trying to take money away from anybody, but there's better ways to do things. Having that information at our fingertips is very nice. I can pull the information up on my phone. And the truck checks themselves, Bo, I know you were part of the fire department, anybody that's been over there, there's a lot of equipment inside those compartments, and it can be daunting if you haven't been around for a couple weeks. You open a compartment, like, ooh, I don't know if something's missing or not. You can, on there, it's all gonna be there.
So one of the things that, to kind of touch on, you about the expiration dates on all the sterile packs. So we're very fortunate in our township, we have two rescue squads, and they're pretty much mirrored, identical. They're both ALS equipped. However, we run one as our front line, and that's the one that always goes out. And that, about every, I don't know if you guys still do it every couple months, you guys put, you rotate them, and then the other one goes out. Well, with this system, you could say, well, hey, we got a bunch of stuff that's gonna go out of date here in the next couple weeks on the second out engine or squad. Let's move that inventory over here and get it used up, because now we are paying for all of our supplies instead of getting it free from Lucas County. So now the fire department is now paying for all of their expendables.
Yes.
where we used to get it from Lucas County EMS before they disbanded. So in that aspect of things, that would be a huge money saver. And the biggest thing, the most expensive stuff is the drugs.
Yep. So the drugs themselves and all of the, so depending on the drugs, if they're scheduled, the narcotics specifically, cradle to grave. From the time we get that, we have to have a complete log, whether it goes from the safe to the truck, back to the safe, if we administer to a patient, or if we waste it because of expiration. The DEA can come in, and the Ohio Pharmacy Board, and they say, hey, you have this lot number, it got sent to you on this date, I need to see the entire tracking of it. And we have to produce that on site, real time. On paper, it's very difficult. So again, in this system, when we put that stuff in, it is 100% all the way through. When you bring that drug out, it's signed digitally and it's stored. And then I can pull up an entire history, everything that we've done, every interaction we've done with drugs is very similar, is very simple. Captain Flack, who's in charge of the EMS, if I use a drug and I replace it, now he gets a prompt, hey, this medication was used, your stock or your PAR level has gone down by one. It's gonna help him to reorder to make sure I think we're down on this, I'm not 100% sure. Hey, no, I can look it up at home and say, hey, this is my inventory live, real time.
So the year one to build out the platform and the onboarding service agreement is $4,555.
So that number will be will come down because we're not a full 12 months. It's going to reset, so it'll be a little bit less than that, but yes.
Okay.
The onboarding, that's the most expensive thing we're going to build out our platform.
And then the yearly subscription starting in 2027 would be $3,625 is what we have here in the email. And this is, Chief, you're going to have this money is put in your contracted services.
That's exactly right. I wanted to share with you. I do put money in contracted services, and we still have monies available to carry over next year. We always do. So being very careful with that fund and making sure that the fund is used only for these specific purposes.
You gentlemen have any other questions for Deputy Chief Wolf?
I do have a couple questions. Mostly for the general public, can you give an example of, let's say, an issue that's arose in the past that's either been, how do I explain it, cost the township money or created a big hassle that would be solved by the software? Can you think of like any specific examples?
I mean, so tires on an engine, they're apparatus, right? So they get replaced, they have a service life, right? So now when we put those on, and again, that's something that we can track as part of our engineer's check, because of the way that we drive, obviously our vehicles have to use the first, they have to work the first time on the job. We have to be able to get down the road. Fortunately, we didn't have a blowout last summer. The tires on that vehicle were at the end of their service life, but probably should have repaired them or replaced them a little bit sooner. But we fortunately did have a blowout. No one was injured. The truck wasn't injured. Tri-County came out again. Thank you to Bobby and his crew down there. They came out and took care of us. But it happened on Route 2 in the middle of summer. Crew standing out on the side of the road waiting to get that changed. Another instance, repairs. So because we don't have a full-time engineer, so I called a guy that, hey, I think you're in charge of this. And it kind of sits there because he's at work. He's doing his full-time job. Life happens. It's not a high priority thing, but now it's a week later and we haven't moved out. Out of sight, out of mind. If they don't come down to the station, they're not going to see that there, right? Or that constant nudge. This system is going to continue to nudge them to make sure things get fixed.
And or equipment in the squad.
Correct.
As experience, there have been years or times when you've gotten the squad and you're on a run and you're looking for something that you really need on a particular run and it's not there. And this inventory will help ensure that that's there.
Correct. I know the $3,000 seems like a lot of money. I understand it. And the budget's important, but I promise you that if the Ohio Pharmacy Board comes in and we don't have something that we need, that fine is going to be
it's gonna be big. And we don't wanna play that game with them. Again, we've been very, very fortunate. I think we do a pretty good job with our tracking, but we're all human. And mistakes can happen. So I wanna make sure that by bringing all these systems together on one platform, we don't have multiple logins for multiple different things. It's one password, one username, and you have all the access at your fingertips.
So it is like, so there is just one single login, there's not multiple logins for everybody?
No, there's one single login, and again, there'll be permissions, depending on, again, I'm a paramedic, so I'm gonna have different permissions than Chief Barcelletti, who's a big, an EMT. So medications and things like that, he won't necessarily have access to that stuff. And again, it's just like anything, there'll be different user permissions, so there'll be master, there'll be administrators who can go in and add and subtract things, and then there'll be users.
So there is like different.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody's gonna have their own like account per
yep.
se.
Yep. Okay. Shared logins and passwords aren't agreeable.
I guess my only other question that I can think of is, how do I explain it? It's pretty expensive for this piece of software, and there's up to a 9% increase per year in continuing to use this software. My biggest concern is making sure that the software is actually being used. It's not just going to be used by a couple people sporadically. Like, if we do move forward with this, my biggest concern is making sure it's actually just being used by everybody. We can make sure everyone's using it, everyone's on board with it. Is there a way to see how much it's being used by each user? Anything of that sort?
I mean, as long as like a key log, I mean, there's going to be tracking. Obviously, you're going to be able to see where people do things inside the system. Now, I can't speak on the back end if you're going to be able to see how much time every person spends inside, but you'll be able to tell who logs in and when. Hmm. That's a follow-up question that I can ask them. As far as the 9% increase, I mean, obviously, things cost money, and as they start to expand, and if we need different services, I can understand that 9%. On the other side, there still is a money back guarantee. If you quit or if you leave, you're going to get that money back. So that's part of, that's buried into that fine print as well. But as far as technology upgrades inside of the department, I think we've seen our membership really push towards that. We went from paper reporting to the EPCR or the computer based reporting. I think that was very well received. And once you implement something like that, that is the way. The other, I mean, obviously you have to have a backup should, again, we lose their cyber attack or something crazy like that. We'll still have a way to track that stuff on paper. You have to have a redundancy. But, again, that system is going to be there, and they're doing all of that IT work for us at no additional cost. So if we want to go and change something, we add something, we want to completely rebuild our platform, they do that for us, no cost to us.
Did they... Sorry, I really hate to beat you down over $3,000 or $4,000, but I just have so many questions on it. I'm sure they didn't want to mention this at all, but if at some point in the future you decide to go with a different piece of software, is there like, do they have sort of and I know they set you up with the system, do they give you anything that you can keep beyond a date which you terminate with them? Because you never know what another board of trustees might do in a few years from now. They might say, no, we don't want to spend this money.
So all the records are able to be downloaded, and they export it. So that's the other big part of that. You can export everything to a CSV file for our checks. So there's printable reports for you guys. So we'll be able to send, again, develop reports for you guys to read if you want that paperwork. But yes, that, again, we can go and we can download our records. So obviously we wanted to say, no, we're canceling before we would make sure we had everything that we need. Okay.
I think that's most of the questions I have got. My only recommendation to you guys is before we reach the period of which you can get a refund, and there are some stipulations on getting a refund on the software too, so you have a few hoops you have to jump through and make sure we're doing those hoops. If we decided we didn't like the software, my recommendation is just to revisit it before we renew the contract to make sure the software is actually getting used and implemented and everybody likes it. So that's my recommendation to you guys.
Would you like a quarterly update on the process of us getting implemented?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Wouldn't hurt.
All right. We can do that.
Thank you.
So, we need a motion. For the PS Trax inventory system, the year one build-out platform on onboarding is $4,555, but that number will go down, according to Deputy Chief Wolf, based on the time we are in the year. And the yearly subscription is $3,625.
That the motion?
Yeah, I can, that could be my motion.
I can second.
Okay, roll call, Alex Litton.
Yeah, I guess.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Motion carries.
And thank you for coming to the meeting and talking to us about it. I really appreciate when people do that, especially we got to spend big amounts of money. Chief. Or small amounts of money.
I have one more thing for the trustees. Next Wednesday, April 1st, is our business meeting is at 7 o'clock. I've invited our EAP, Employee Assistant Program, ProMedica, to do an overview of the program that we have subscribed to. And I'm just inviting you guys to come to that meeting. That portion should only take 10 to 15 minutes. If you want to hear the overview of the employee assistant plan for the township. It's not just for the fire department, it's for the entire, all employees of the township.
Okay, thank you, Chief.
And that's it.
All right, you guys have anything else for the Chief?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, seeing none, we'll bounce back up. Jacob, sorry we skipped you, you'd stepped out there for a minute.
I'll go through this quickly, just highlight a few updates for you. We do have a zoning change request going through the process. No actions needed at the moment, but this is just an FYI. It's for a couple parcels over on Corduroy Road. Won't even be heard by the Plan Commission likely until next month, so it's still going to be at least a couple months out for this board. Working on quite a few violations as well. A couple have to do with buildings that are falling down. And the one building with no permits. Quick update on Henry. I know the board's asked on this a couple times in the past. Had a great conversation with the owner over there last week. And he's just about ready to apply for the new dwelling. So we're expecting that in here within the next couple weeks. We did some permits. So over on Cousineau Road for a new accessory building. Up on Lagoon Drive, we processed and approved an application for a new dwelling there. That was the one where the original permit was denied, then went to the Board of Zoning Appeals, got a variance approved, and then we were able to issue the permit after that. I mentioned this earlier, but a noise tidbit has been added to the website. Rob was working on that. And I don't mention it before, but we still have an opening for an alternate member. I think we did receive one inquiry in the last couple weeks. I think I forwarded it to the board, but that was all I had.
Thank you. Anything for Jacob coming tonight?
I don't think anything at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Jacob.
Thanks.
Maintenance department, Kevin is not here. Dave, did you have anything from Kevin that you know of?
No, I didn't talk to him today.
Okay.
I can just share that they were patching potholes in the roads today, so I think they completed most all of that they had identified. But I thought Kevin was coming tonight.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Old business. I think the county invoices were old business, so I put them there. I don't know.
I'm still working on that one for by the gun club. Okay. That $3,700. And I don't know why it hasn't been paid. I thought it was going to be paid. So I've been working back and forth with the county.
Okay. All right, Alex, any other old business you think of?
Nope.
I got a couple more.
Okay.
Stormwater. We used it all up last year, and there it is, yeah. We did clean it out with that $33,000 on Sachs Road, and we had to use $4,000 from this year, so we're down to $56,635 left in the stormwater right now.
$56,000?
Yeah.
For 2026?
Yeah.
Okay.
and let's see, sirens. You guys probably got that too. They're, even the county's getting rid of the sirens, so there won't be any sirens at all anymore.
No.
Nothing. Any comment?
Nope. We did, last meeting, Chief spoke his piece on that, but I did talk to Dave DeWitz the other day because he missed my email when I had responded to him that we were not interested in taking over responsibility for him.
Well, that was Davis Bessie. I mean, the county's got any...
Oh, they're getting rid of theirs, too?
Theirs, too.
Yeah. Davis Bessie ones, the only ones that are being kept is Oak Harbor's keeping one and Elmore's keeping one because they already pay to maintain one. Like, I think there's two in Oak Harbor. They pay to take care of one, and there's another one. They're like, well, if we're doing this, we might as well do that one. So they're going to... So Elmore's going to have one, and I think Oak Harbor's going to have two. But other than that, every other siren is gone. So I just thought that was interesting. Any other old business, Dave?
No, I got it. That's it.
All right. Moving on to new business. One thing we got in here is the health department meeting.
I went to the health department meeting. That was March 18th, and we just approved the minutes, and we had election of officers. We put Andy Glenn as a chairman, and the secretary is Barb Lang from, Andy's from Springfield, and Barb's from Monclova. Kareem Bardot, I can't pronounce it, but he's the health commissioner, and he presented the annual report and the budget for 2027 is going to be the same. They didn't increase it. They've been doing really, really well with this new Kareem guy, and so that's about it.
Any other new business?
Oh, yeah. If anybody wants to look and see what the annual report for the health board is, I got it here. They can take it home and they can look at it and they can bring it back and whatever.
I do have one other item for new business. Trying to remember if this was last week or the week before, but I got a phone call from Elgin Rogers, our state representative, on a Friday afternoon, and he informed us that there was a funding opportunity we could apply for if we applied for it by Monday morning. So, I believe he reached out to you guys as well, and just an FYI for the general public, we did put in an application for $4 million worth of grant funding to repair some of the levees in the Howard Farms, Reno Beach, neighborhood all the way down to Route 2. Don't know if we'll get it, have no clue, but that was a rough weekend trying to put that together. I want to thank Adam Hoff and Deanna Boback from CEC for helping me out with that grant funding application. And thank you to Elgin for giving us the opportunity to apply for that funding last minute. That's all I got at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Seeing none, public participation. Barb Gall.
I am concerned that they are dismantling the warning system. What happens if there's something at Davis Bessie or there's a tornado warning? How are we going to know about this? Not everybody has a phone that alerts them.
Well, that is their, that's what they think, as everybody does. And that's the route that they're going, is it will be done over the phones.
Did your son have any luck? He works there.
He brought it up at Davis Bessie. He just expressed his concern and got nowhere.
Unfortunately, Barb, that is way above our pay grade. You know, I agree with you. I like the sirens, but the township cannot, we couldn't take on the responsibility of the sirens that we have in the township. Most of them are failing, and the technology is so old that they're having trouble keeping them operational.
How many do we have?
There's one at Brown and
five or six.
Brown, is there six? I was gonna say was gonna say five.
What prompted the county to follow suit with them?
NRC and FEMA. NRC and FEMA had approved for the nuclear regulatory to no longer have them as a warning device, is what I was told by the EMA. Sorry, I spoke out of turn, but just shared the information that I was researching.
So we're losing two sources, the Davis-Bessey and Lucas County?
Yep.
That's terrible. Thank you.
It's scary.
My argument was, if you look at the bombing that happens in these other countries, what do you hear in the background? You hear the sirens. Because the infrastructure will fail. In a large disaster, cellular systems can't handle the load. I tried all my arguments, they didn't work.
Anything else? Seeing none? Looking for a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I saw a motion.
I'll second then.
Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight.
Oh, yeah, thanks. See you next time.
Great to see you.
Do you want to make a copy? Could I don't know if I had one. What'd I do with it?
I'm looking to see
could
if I
could we make a copy and I'll stop by tomorrow?
Oh, you can have that.
Oh, you don't need it?
No, I don't need it. Okay. I'll work on, I should have that probably even tomorrow for you guys. I gotta call Molly and see.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Okay.
I know they're doing the surveys now on taking them down.
I don't know if I ever got one.
You know what I mean? Like there's a company.
I went in all of your boxes last week.
Hey. I might be in there today.
That's okay. That's okay. Have a good night, though.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it is. Jacob Steeler. But it's coming up. It'll be the summer.
I have your bag in the car, but
they'll be down.
Took like 30 seconds.
It's quick. It's just anything I get would go
through. Oh, I'm going to go shut the recorder off.
Yeah.
Yo, shoot, you need to go to bed.
You ain't kidding, I'm dying.
I'm going home to eat my chili.